The Adventures of Red Rider. From out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
What's the idea of firing us, Rider?
Well, there's only one idea, cutting down overhead. So as much as I dislike to, 10 men are going to have to go.
Well, you're not going to lay me off. The Duchess hired me herself most 14 years ago. And you or nobody else are going to kick me off this ranch like an old boot.
Hey, what in the world's happening at Painted Valley Ranch with Red trying to lay off half the hands and the punchers breaking into open rebellion? Well, it'll all come out in the story Pint Size Pinto, and believe you me, it's a yarn you won't want to miss one word of. And excitement in the Old West was in the breeding and exhibition of fine horses. You know, in these stories of the West that lives forever, we've all heard a lot about Red's coal-black stallion Thunder. But his little Indian sidekick has a Pinto horse of which everyone on Painted Valley is plenty proud. As tonight's story opens, we find ourselves at Painted Valley Ranch. Buckskin, Little Beaver, the Duchess, and even Red Rider all seem to be quite excited.
Duchess, if you'd advance for $10 on my pay, I'll make a bet that the little Indian Pinto pony is going to walk away with every prize in that horse show.
Thank you, Buckskin.
Well, you've certainly done a good job of currying and grooming your pony, son.
Thank you, too, Red Rider.
Well, how about it, Duchess? You willing to give me a little advance on my hard-earned pay?
Now, you look here, you old fogey. I've been through enough on account of you lately without having any more arguments. And if I paid you what you were worth, you'd owe me so much it'd make the national debt look lopsided.
But that's like rolling off in the law. And when I went...
Oh, hold it, Buckskin. As much confidence as we all have in Papoose walking off with the honors at the horse show, betting's one thing we don't do around here. Look, Duchess, we've only got an hour to get into Devil's Hole for the rodeo and horse show, and you aren't even ready yet.
You ain't even ready yet.
Red, would it be all right with you if I didn't go in with you.
Oh, Duchess, you're not coming into the horse show?
What's the matter, Duchess? I've noticed all morning you haven't been up to snuff. Your gout bothering you again?
Oh, I'm all right, Red. It's just that I feel a little tired, I guess.
I think we ought to send for the doctor.
Doctor? That pill-rolling old sawbones couldn't doctor a muley cow.
Just the same, I know you, Duchess. And if you're not going in to see Papoose shown in Devil's Hole, there's something mighty wrong with you.
Now you're just wasting time standing here arguing. Don't worry about me. I'll go in and stretch out a bit, and I'll be all right for the time to get back home.
But rabbits are rat raisers. If you don't telephone the doctor...
Oh, skip it, Buckskin. The Duchess is right. We've got to get to town, and no matter what's wrong with her, she's going to be much better off taking it easy than she will be with her on her feet arguing with us. Now, go on, Duchess. Go on inside. Go on up to your room.
Okay, Red.
Buckskin, haul out the flatbed wagon. We're going to load Papoose into that and drive him into that horseshoe just like a blue-blooded winner.
Jericho, Ed. This here fairgrounds couldn't hold another single person.
Yeah, looks like everybody in the county turned off for the rodeo.
I'm sure enjoying it.
Wish I were.
You really worried about the Duchess now, ain't you?
I guess I am. I've never seen her look so pale and drawn as she did this morning. Well, she's getting on in years, but... Well, look, here come the judges to make the announcement for the winner in the pinto class.
And look, that little beaver in the field, sitting on that corner of his like he was the emperor of the world. Oh, doggone it. If he don't win, I'm just going to bust out a crying.
Now, you leave your handkerchief in your pocket for a while, because here comes the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges are proud to announce that the award of the blue ribbon to the winner in the pinto class goes to Painted Valley Ranch.
Hear that, Buckskin.
The horse, Apu, owned by little beaver.
Oh!
enjoying it today, Cigarette. This here's the fattest moment of my life. The little engine of winning.
Well, how do you think I feel? How do you think little Beaver feels? Come on, old-timer. Let's get out there through this crowd and congratulate him. Ah, little Beaver, I want to tell you that you put Papoose through his paces and showed him off like the toughest top hand of any ranch in the country. Congratulations again.
You've done a wonderful job, son. And your Uncle Red and your Grandpa Buckskin are just plumb proud of you. Proud of you right down to our bootstraps.
We'd be in front of Papoose. I mean, we wish many duchess could have been here.
Well, we'll put Papoose back in the wagon and be home with the Duchess in another hour.
Well, I'll go take Papoose's bridle off.
Boys, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
Oh, hello, Alec. Little engine certainly walked off with the honors, didn't he?
It sure did. Good little pony.
Little Beaver, you remember Mr. Carter, don't you?
How you doing, Mr. Carter?
Alec, you making any money out of horse raising these days?
Oh, a little here and there. Strengthening my bloodlines all the time. Improving the confirmation.
Well, that paint horse of yours sure gave Papoose a run for his money.
Now, that's what I want to talk to you about. I've decided to sort of specialize. I'm just going to breed the finest Pintos and Palominos in the country, and I reckon to do that, I'll have to acquire a little Beaver's pony.
Oh, no, me not sell him Papoose.
Oh, gosh, Alec, it's mighty flattering of you to want to buy Papoose, but I'm afraid there's not enough money in the whole state to pay for that pony.
Well, now, I didn't come over to bargain with you. I'm prepared to make you a mighty liberal offer. $2,500.
Well, that's a heap of money. But I'm afraid there's no trade.
Me not selling Papoose for all money in the world. Next to Red Raider, me loving Papoose best of anybody.
You know, that's the nicest compliment I've ever been paid.
Red, you too, little Beaver. I know you're not doing this to, to hold me up, let's say. But if it had changed your minds at all, I'd be willing and proud to increase my offer another 500 and make it 3,000 even.
Thank you very much, but we still stand no, Mr. Carter.
Well, I know how you feel. But should you ever change your mind, just load that pony onto a wagon and hightail it out to Box BRS.
Well, don't set up nights for waiting, sir.
Don't you worry, I won't. Congratulations, little Beaver, and don't forget my offer. So long, boys.
So long, Alec.
So long, Alec.
Well, son, I hate to hurry you, but honest, I'd feel a lot better right now if I were home with the Duchess. What do you say? Let's run Papoose up on that wagon and head for Painted Valley.
Doodle bugs to Doggy's Red. When I retire, I'm going to invent a wagon what's got comfortable seats.
Well, after all the excitement today, I don't mind seeing that ranch house up ahead. Looks mighty good.
Yep. Painted Valley is about as beautiful as... Hey, who's that riding out through the side gate in that rig?
Rig? Where? Oh, good night. It's hard to see with the setting sun right in my eyes. If that isn't a doctor, I'll eat his little black bag, stethoscope, bandages, and all.
Doctor? Doctor Kitcher?
I'm right. That is the old sawbones. Buckskin, knock on those horses. I've got a feeling something's gone wrong with the Duchess.
Move there! Hey, come on there!
Hey, Doc! Doc Gibson! Hey, Doc, hold it! Bring up!
He sees us, Buckskin. Got across between those trees. Let's get up with him. Doc, let's sit right down here in the parlor.
Not at all, Red. I'm glad you got home, and you did.
Any Duchess feeling sick?
Yes, son, plenty sick.
Well, what in tarnation fun is wrong with her, if you know?
I know, all right. This isn't something a doctor has to guess at. The answer's right in the stethoscope.
In the stethoscope?
Red, I suppose I don't have to tell you that your aunt's getting along in years. They've been years in which she's worked hard, harder than most men.
She certainly has. The trouble is, she forgets she's a woman and keeps thinking she's an Iron Man.
But strong as she is, Red, well, her heart just isn't.
Her heart?
Oh, I don't want you to be unduly alarmed. It's nothing that's going to carry her away overnight. That is, if she takes care of herself. But not only has she got to stop working like a horse immediately, but she's got to have about 3 months of nothing but rest, sunshine, warm baths to relax her, and somebody to practically wait on her hand and foot.
That's a tall order, Doc.
Yes, and an expensive one, Red. Staying here at Painted Valley, even if she stays in bed, isn't going to do her any good with winter on us. She's got to be packed off to some place where it's hot and warm all night. A place like your Undercut Hot Springs, where there happens to be a very fine sanitarium.
Well, if that's all it takes, fine.
It's not going to be as easy as that, Red. I told your aunt, and she nearly blew up.
Why? Certainly she doesn't mind a vacation.
No, it was the price. The hot springs isn't exactly cheap. And with a day and night nurse, the least you could hope to get off for would be, well, close to $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month? Wow.
Hey, she stays there 4 months. That's $4,000, ain't it?
You know, Doc, this is the time of the year when all ranchers are short of cash. The stock out on the winter range, everything going out for wages and feed. Nothing coming in till the later spring roundup. And if we rounded up now to realize a little cash, we'd have to sell to feeders who'd hold the cattle, and we wouldn't get 10 cents on the dollar.
Why, he's just about bankrupt me. I mean, the Duchess.
Certainly will cripple us, all right. What causes a condition like the Duchess has, Doc?
Oh, age, hard work, and in her case, I suspect more than the normal amount of worry.
Well, I'll do what I can to convince her, but I'm not too hopeful.
Well, Red, all I can do is give you advice. Although just because you make up your own mind doesn't mean your aunt will go down to the hot springs. But if she doesn't, I'm afraid you'll be wearing a mourning band before you bring your cattle up for the summer range.
Awful thing to have happen on top of the gaiety and celebration of Little Beaver's pony winning first place in the horse show. And worst of it all, as you know, sick or not, the Duchess is a handful with a mind of her own. A mind, once it's made up, no one has yet ever changed. There's a lot more coming in tonight's different and entertaining Red Rider story, but now a word for Dr. Penland's vitamin B1 wheat bread. And without even thinking twice, the word that pops into my mind is vitality. Because Dr. Penland's vitamin B1 wheat bread is a real discovery when it comes to helping build vitality, to helping keep pep and energy at your beck and call. Here's why. Every loaf contains 1,100 units of B1, the essential energy vitamin, so that two slices, three times a day, provide the minimum of B1 needed by the average person. Because it goes right along with your regular meals, this is the natural way to get vitamins. And thanks to its delightful flavor, Dr. Penland's vitamin B1 wheat bread has more than a little taste appeal. Choice wheat and whole wheat flours are combined with malt and honey for a sunny, wholesome goodness. Try it tomorrow. Enjoy more flavor, more vitality with Dr. Penland's vitamin B1 wheat bread. Returning to Red Rider in Painted Valley, we find that our three friends have all gathered solemn-faced in the Duchess' bedroom. The Duchess herself is propped up in her bed, her usually snapping eyes dull and listless, her face tired and ashen, framed against the white pillow.
Hot springs to health resorts, ma'am. I just can't find words to tell you how badly I feel.
You're standing around now like a bunch of mourners. If you think I'm going to let that pill roller scare me, you've got another guest coming.
Now, take it easy, Duchess. Don't get upset.
Upset my eye. That old faker ought to be an undertaker instead of claiming he's a doctor. All I need is a couple of hours in bed with a hot water bottle. And I'll be up boxing the ears off all three of you.
You mustn't get him up, any Duchess.
Not only shouldn't you get up, but we're going to see that you don't.
If you're going to come up here and bulldoze me, I'll grab the three of you, and I'll bang your heads together until you cry.
Now, do you see what you've done, getting yourself all excited?
It's nothing, Red. I guess maybe I swallowed down the wrong throat.
Now, look, young lady. I'm not meaning to upset you, but I'm going to have to talk to you like a Dutch uncle, and I don't want to be interrupted until I'm through.
All right. Get it over with. You're as stubborn as your pappy was before you.
If I didn't know Doc Kitchen had already told you all this, I wouldn't bring it up. But you're a sick old gal. And the only thing that's going to save you so the three of us can go on irritating you for the next 50 years is to pack you up and ship you away down to the hot springs.
But...
Now, I know just what you're going to say, that we can't afford it, and I'll grant you that we can't too well.
However, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather have you around for even a week longer than to own Painted Valley from now till doomsday.
Oh, you're sweet to say that, Red. But what's the sense of having to round up and sell off our herd now? Practically be paupers for 2 or 3 years till we make it back. When all I have to do is to stay in bed for a few weeks.
Right, but you know what the doctor said. You got to get sent away.
You keep out of this, Buckskin. Red, you're the only relative I got from the world, by natural blood, I mean. Of course, little Beaver is just like a son, too. But I mean, when my time's up, I don't want to leave you a bunch of debts. I want to leave you a fine-paying ranch.
All right. Now, don't try to soft-soap me. I'm telegraphing to the Hot Springs and making arrangements for you, starting next Monday.
But, Red, we can't pay for
it. You can pay for it by rounding up now and selling for the best price we can get.
Red Ranger, you wanted to help.
Well, that's fine, son, but you can help a little later.
No, me and
Little Beaver, you know the old saying, don't you? Children are to speak to only when they're spoken to.
And only when they're spoken to.
Red, now I'm telling you, nobody's going to pack me up like a bunch of sheepskins and put me on a train and...
Easy, Duchess. Well, if my mind wasn't made up before, it's made up now. We're going to get that $1,000 a month for you, Duchess, or go broke in the attempt. Come on, boys. We've got some speech making to do down at the bunkhouse.
Cucamonga. Why don't you try poke his quiet down and let Red get on with what he's saying?
Boys, you know what I've always said. Any man who worked for us at Painted Valley had a job for life. Well, that was so right up till an hour ago. But now there's an actual life at stake, and I'm afraid things have changed.
What do you mean, Red?
Well, Amos, I mean the Duchess has come down with a bad heart. She's got to be sent to the Hot Springs for maybe 6 months, and the only way we can pay for it is to round up now and raise some money.
Yeah, we got to round up now and raise some money.
Running a full crew with the prices we can get now for half-grown beef, we're still going to show a loss. So I'm forced to do something I never thought would happen here. Lay off half you men.
What's the idea of firing us?
There's only one idea, cutting down overhead. So as much as I dislike to, 10 men are going to have to go. That's $350 per month. Which we can use very nicely right now.
Well, you're not going to lay me off.
Now, look, Amos, I feel low enough without having someone making trouble for me.
Well, I'm telling you, you're not laying me off. The Duchess hired me herself most 14 years ago, and I'm not being kicked off like an old boot.
Now, don't be ridiculous. You'll be paid till the first of the month, and that's more than the law requires.
Well, the law don't require you to pay us $35 a month.
Huh? What do you mean, Amos?
Well, I mean, you got 20 hands working on this ranch, and that's a total of $700. So if we all take a 50% cut until the Duchess gets well, you don't have to fire nobody, and we can go on working on the best ranch and for the swellest bosses in the whole West.
Oh, doggone it, boys. I can't let you do that. There isn't a man jack of you who isn't worth every penny he gets. I can't stand by and see you work for half wages.
Well, you're gonna stand by, Red, because a 40-mule team couldn't drag us off Painted Valley even if you didn't have a nickel in the bank. Now let's get busy and start for the roundup.
Come over here, take Thunder. You, Lefty, Tom, Wheezy, and Donovan, drive that last herd we brought in into the box canyon.
You bet, Red. Come on, boys. Let's go.
What's wrong with you, Red? Got a face on you as long as 8 or 7 weeks of New Mexico rain. Worried about the Duchess, ain't you?
Yeah, but that's not all. Buckskin, honestly now, have you ever seen such a bedraggled, underfed, skin and bones collection of cattle in all your days?
No, I sure ain't, Red. There's not enough beef on the whole lot of them to feed 2 ants and a cricket.
I know it. It's a pity to sell them off this way. Frankly, I'm not too sure after we pay expenses and brokeries that we're going to have enough left to send the Duchess away for 4 weeks, let alone 4 months.
Red Ranger.
Yes, son.
You were telling me the other day and you wanted to help.
Oh, I know you did, son, and you're being a big help. You're as much help as any man we got working for us.
But we want him to do more than that. We want him
to... Now, look, little button. Your Uncle Red's got enough on his mind already. I'm sure this could wait for another time.
Okay, Red Rider. Maybe me talking to you some other time.
Doggone is that there little engine ain't sure enough upset.
Who isn't?
Oh, I don't mean just like we are, Red. You know, when you're off hooting and a-tooting around, little Beaver and me are together a lot. And I got to understand that they're young and a mite better than you do about some things.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's something like you. And when he's got a notion clickety-clackety around that there brain of his'n, I can see it on his face.
Well, what sort of an idea do you think he has?
Hanged if I know. But I think you ought to call him back over here and let him get it off his chest.
Oh, maybe you're right. Little Beaver.
Little Beaver.
Now, where did the youngster go?
See over yonder? See that little trickle of dust? I think the little button climbed aboard his pony and lit out for town.
For town? But why? Can't be any help there.
Oh, yes, you can, if he's figuring on doing what I think he's up to.
What's that?
Remember the other day when Papoose walked away with first honors at the horse show?
You mean when Alec Carter offered $3,000 for the pony? You think little Beaver's going back to town to see Carter and sell that horse?
That's just what I mean.
But he can't do that. You know how he feels about Papoose. He even told us that he loves Papoose better than anybody.
Well, we're sitting here jawing about it. He ain't going to stop him.
No, you're doggone right it isn't. Now that I've let Amos take a thunder, the only horses we got around this camp have been run to death.
Yeah, just the same, though. We got to get to that there, boy, before he gets to Ellicotta.
I'll say we do. That means we're going to have to churn that trail into a cloud of dust that'll look like a prairie fire has hit all of Painted Valley.
If Little Beaver ever gets to Alec Carter first and sells him his pony, the Duchess isn't going to be the only one who's sick up at Painted Valley Ranch. Well, we'll be rejoining Red and Little Beaver before you know it. Right now, I'd like to do a little bragging.
Oh, go on, Mr. G. We know you're a swell announcer.
No. No, there's another talent I've developed. You see, the other night I was putting in a quiet evening at home when the little wife is at her ceramics class when, lo and behold, unexpected company.
You don't, Dave.
Yes, I do.
Well, how in the world did you cope with such a situation?
Oh, I did all right now. Long about 9:30, I surreptitiously slipped out into the kitchen and made some sandwiches.
And what is so unusual about that?
Why, I used Langendorf bread. And my girl, do you know I had to serve second?
Well, naturally. People never stop at one sandwich made with Langendorf bread. Why, one's just an invitation to another.
Isn't it the truth? You know, there's something about that ultra-scrumptious flavor that just says this means more. And with Langendorf bread staying so doggone fresh, it practically melts in your mouth.
And it has such a feather-like texture. A few extra slices never weigh heavily on the tummy. But say, did you use up all your Langendorf bread that night without leaving some for breakfast toast?
Oh, no, never. Langendorf bread's been a regular on our breakfast menu for umpty-ump years without fail. But when it comes to an evening snack, let me repeat, folks, there's nothing more enjoyable than sandwiches made with Langendorf bread. Finer, fresher, tastier Langendorf bread. America's finest. Well, let's be getting back to Pint-Sized Pinto, tonight's stirring and human Red Rider yarn. Returning to the story, we find Little Beaver astride Papoose burning up the dust toward Alec Carter's Box BR Ranch.
Come on, Papoose. Come on. Get. He's going to see Mr. Carter so any Duchess can run again. Hoo, boy. Hoo, hoo. Golly. We sure hoping Mr. Carter be in him.
Well, Little Beaver, what are you doing here?
Can we come in, Mr. Carter?
Why, sure, son. Come right ahead. Now, what's on your mind?
You still want to buy him Papoose?
Papoose? Oh, you mean that Pinto of yours? You bet I do.
Well, you give me money and me giving you horse.
Now, wait a minute. You sure you want to sell?
Me got him sell. You ain't giving me money.
Well, I haven't got the cash right here, but I'll gladly write you a check.
Okay, me take him. You make him check right away.
All right, just as soon as I sit down and get a pen. Now, there we are. Here you are, son. $3,000 payable to Little Beaver.
We thank him very much.
You're very welcome. By the way, where's the horse?
Papoose being outside. You come with me.
Well, Papoose, you're a fine-looking animal.
Right, Papoose. Maybe me come see me sometime.
There, that Little Beaver. I don't want you to cry. Besides, you can come and see Papoose any time that you... Well, here comes Red and Buckskin.
Oh, cowboy.
Little Beaver, you haven't sold Papoose yet, have you?
Well, yes, Red. I just gave him a check.
Oh, all the doggone luck. Carter, you've never known me to be a welter. Would you tear up that check and forget about the deal?
Why should I?
Because Little Beaver sold his pony because the Duchess is sick and has to go to the hospital.
You keepin' Papoose, Mr. Carter.
Well, Red, Little Beaver owns the horse, and you heard what he said. But since he can't make me keep the horse, and I can stop payment on the check at the bank, all I can say is, let's forget about this. Go on over and call on the Duchess.
Let you do that.
Oh, nonsense, Duchess. If Little Beaver could try to sell his pony, I guess I can lend you a few $1,000 that I don't need until spring roundup.
Oh, no, Alec.
Now, no arguments. And I'm getting out of here or you start crying.
Well, Duchess, I guess this is one mess of trouble I didn't help clean up.
No, all I gotta say is bless Alec Carter. Bless you and Buckskin and most of all, bless Little Beaver.
Now, don't you go crying again, Annie Duchess.
Crying? Why, you ornery little redskin. Can't you see when a person's happy? And you all can tell that pill roller I don't need his foul taste in tonics. I found the finest medicine any woman ever had. The love of her friends and her family.
Listen again this Thursday and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30 for The Adventures of Red Rider.